The first question is a bit of a traditional one. So what do you actually know about our country, about Belarus?
Not much. I know where it is, and I've heard about Minsk before. I'm looking forward to coming, to see it for the first time.
So, do I get it right that you don't remember anything from the time when you crossed the country on the train from Warsaw to Moscow?
Probably not, no.
Well, it's much spoken about that that this was the only time when you've been here.
I think that was, wasn't that Dave? I think. I'm
You
not
say?
sure if it was Depeche Mode.
Probably yes, probably yes. I'm
Because I
not
don't
sure.
think I've been on a train to Moscow before. But I think Dave might have, when he had his solo tour.
No, it seems that this was with the Depeche Mode, but nevertheless, we're gonna check later. Okay. Is there a chance that if you like our country, you will suggest Dave and Martin to add Belarus to the map for your next tour?
Yeah, of course. It's one reason I'm coming, to see what the country's like and if the fans are good. And yes, I'm sure we'd love to come back as a group. It's be fantastic.
Yeah, it would be fantastic, actually. You're going to perform as a DJ here in Minsk, but for most of the fans here in Belarus, you're still one of the team of the Depeche Mode guys. Do you feel comfortable in that new role, being solo?
Yeah, I do feel comfortable. I mean, so in some ways, Dave and Martin are the two big stars, I suppose. And I'm the person in the back, which I quite enjoy.
What is the current state with your Toast Hawaii record label? Do you have
That's
any plans
not
to work with someone after client quit the label?
Yeah, I think the problem is, I've been working a lot with Depeche Mode, and I only have a short time before I start working with Depeche Mode, and it really, I don't seem to have enough time to find a group that I like and produce. But there's always a chance.
I see. Probably there is, and is there any news about the new Depeche Mode album? Have Martin and Dave got down to songwriting already?
Yep, Dave and Martin have been writing, so that's good news. We hope to start an album soon, and we're all excited about that. And hopefully, and after that's go to go maybe on a tour,
Great, so we'll
maybe
be
in
waiting.
Belarusia.
We'll be waiting for you here, definitely. Any plans about timing, when you start and when you plan to finish?
I'm not sure really. It just depends on how fast Martin and Dave write. So I haven't got an exact start date. I mean, what we'd like to do is write the songs before we go into the studio. I'm sure it's going to be early next year, hopefully.
Great. Maybe you've got an intention of writing something for the new album.
I'm not. Songwriting is in one of my strengths, and I've been very fortunate to be in a band with some great songwriters, Vince Clarke, Martin Gore, and now Dave Garn. So I think it's more difficult to write a good song than people think.
I see. Again, about the group, is that true, this rumor that Dave was about to quit Depeche Mode during recording playing the Elgin album, in the event that his songs are not included into the album?
It wasn't it wasn't as cut and dried as that. It's been hard for Dave. He's been singing other people's songs most of his career, and he feels he can contribute to the band, and we felt he could contribute as well. So he writes a few songs per album, and they're turning out very good.
I see. What do you feel? Is it hard to work together for decades? Maybe you've got tired of what of each other, or it's just getting used to each other. How does it feel?
Well, we're quite lucky. We come from the same town. We have the same sense of humour, the roughly the same interests. There's only been one time in our career when we thought it might finish, when Dave was very ill, when he was on drugs. Apart from that, we've stayed as a strong unit, and we continue to move forward as a strong unit.
I see. Do you still have to handle organizational issues for for the band?
Not as much as I used to. We have a manager now. In the early days, we didn't have a manager,
Yeah, I know.
and that's what I did more of. But now we sort of live in sort of thousands of miles away from each other, so it's not as easy as the old days when we lived around the corner from each other.
Well, I see. This is when you need managers.
Yeah.
What do you think of possible resuming cooperation with Alan within Depeche Mode?
Well, he performed a song with Martin in a concert, and he's just done a remix for us of Chains. I don't think there's much chance of him coming back to the group, but maybe we can work with him in some way.
I see. Actually, we here were discussing one of the issues. None of us could recollect that the members of the group said something about politics in their interviews or public speeches. Was that done deliberately, or it just coincided in that way?
I don't know. We write songs, about life and everyday experiences. I don't think we're qualified enough to talk about world affairs necessarily.
I see. And probably the last question about the group. Does your family like Depeche Mode?
Yes, I think so.
You think so? It does.
My two kids, I don't. My son plays a lot of Depeche Mode. He's about 17, and my daughter, I don't hear her play Depeche Mode, but she has danced on stage before at a Depeche Mode concert. I think they're all proud of us. It's a long time, 30 years now, we've been together, and I think our parents and our sisters and brothers, and I think they're very proud of us.
Well, they should be, I think.
Yeah.
As for yourself, how did you come across an idea of creating your own label?
It came. I just sort of met clients and then decided to form my own label. So it was finding the group first, and that's why I have difficulty now, so I need to find another group, and like I say, I don't have much time to do it.
Well, I see. How do you pick up tracks for your DJ set? Is there
Lots of ways, really. It's not like the old days of going to a record shop anymore. It's all, digital. There's lots of sites you can go to find tracks. It's not as much fun as going around record shops, but it's quite, it's hard to find good tracks. You don't, you find a good track once a day, then you're really happy.
Yeah, I see.
So it's a lot of research, and I do a lot of pre-production on mixes and stuff like that. So, but hopefully you'll be getting, a good, some Depeche Mode stuff, new mixes, and some of my favorite music around, and music to dance to.
I see. So it's mostly browsing different sites and listening to various types of music and
Yeah.
selecting. Yep. I see. maybe the last one from one of our readers.
Yeah.
Quite an interesting one, and I think that many of our readers would be happy to listen to an answer. Can you imagine that your music makes a driver unintentionally exceed the speed limit on a highway some 20 kilometers per hour? What's your intention to
well,
that?
Well, you know, that's not very good, is it?
No, I don't
but
think
we try and any type of emotion.
Mm-hmm.
We like our fans to get, you know, but maybe exceeding the speed limit is too much.
Thank you very much for your answers.
Thank
and
you.
Well,
bye.
Yep,
and
bye.
I'll see you in Minsk.
Yep. See you in Minsk, Andy. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.